Good morning. Welcome to The People Speak. I'm Jeff. Hope you're having a good morning. I'm going to venture off a little bit of a different direction today. And before I begin, I want to point out that these are my opinions. These opinions may not necessarily be those of the station management or ownership. Strictly my thoughts, my opinions. There's been a song that's been hitting the country charts. In fact, it's rocketed up to number 2 right now. I look for it to hit number 1 easily. It's drawing a lot of controversy. Unwarranted controversy, in my opinion. But again, that's my opinion, which I'm entitled to have. It's Jason Aldean's new song. It's called Try That in a Small Town. Not sure most of you may have heard it already. This song has led the left in this country to criticize Aldean, calling him a racist, saying it's pro-lynching. If you watch the video, which is where they're focusing on a lot too, more so than on the song lyrics themselves, there is absolutely nothing in there that portrays a lynching, that portrays any kind of racism. Every clip that is in that video is actual news footage that has been shot. A lot of it, I imagine, probably in 2020 when all the riots were going on across the country. The riots that were precipitated by left-leaning liberals. So we're going to talk about that song today. We'll take a listen to it here when we come back as well. So let's go ahead and take a break. We'll be back. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Welcome back. Again, you're listening to The People Speak. I'm Jeff. Talking today about the number 2 song now on the country music charts by Jason Aldean called Try That in a Small Town. And like I said, this song's getting a lot of unwarranted criticism. Most of you, as I said, have probably heard it, but if you haven't, let's give a listen to it right now. We'll talk a little more when we come back. Jason Aldean, Try That in a Small Town.
Sidewalk, carjacking old lady at a red light. Pull a gun on the owner of a liquor store. You think it's cool, act a fool if you like. Cuss out a cop, spit in his face. Stomp on the flag and light it up. Yeah, you think it's tough. Well, try that in a small town. See how far you make it down the road. Around here we take care of our own. You cross that line, it won't take long for you to find out. I recommend you don't try that in a small town. Got a gun that my granddad gave me. They say one day they're gonna round up. Well, that shit might fly in the city. Good luck, try that in a small town. See how far you make it down the road. Around here we take care of our own. You cross that line, it won't take long for you to find out. I recommend you don't try that in a small town. Full of good old boys, raised up right.
Farmers are dropping their own crops for the day. A friend is in need, and they've come to help.
It's what this community and a lot of our community stand for. Somebody needs some help, you'll get it.
powerful lyrics there by Al Dean. Try that in a small town. And I mean powerful not in the aspect of bad, but good powerful. Al Dean wrote that when you grow up in a small town, it's the unspoken rule of we all have each other's backs and we look out for each other. On social media, he said, it feels like somewhere along the way that sense of community and respect has gotten lost. And deep down, we're all ready to get back to that. Said he hopes his new music video will help everyone know that they're not alone in feeling that way. Apparently not everyone in this country feels the same way, though, as a lot of criticism, as I said, a lot of it, in fact, most of it coming from the left. In fact, one of the biggest slaps is by the country music television, who has pulled the video from their rotation. You won't hear or see Try That in a Small Town on CMT. Now go figure that. The bureaucracy involved with that just goes to show you where things have gone even in the music industry these days. They say the song was released in May, but according to Billboard, the video wasn't released until July 14th. According to CMT, the lyrics are evocative of vigilantism, racism, and sundown towns, a practice or a form of all-white segregation in which people of color and others who were considered outsiders knew they faced violence if they were not out of an area before the sun went down. I hear none of that in the song. I do not get where they're coming up with that. Someone, we won't even go there, but it's not in the song, folks. If you listen to it, it's not. There is not one mention of a lynching. There is not one video of a lynching. A Tennessee State Representative, Justin Jones, tweeted on Tuesday, said, as Tennessee lawmakers, we have an obligation to condemn Jason Aldean's heinous song calling for a racist violence. Jones went on to say, what a shameful vision of gun extremism and vigilantism. We will continue to call for common sense gun laws to protect all our children and communities. Where are these people getting this, that this song is promoting violence? This song is against violence. Rock music icon Ted Nugent applauded Al Dean for not caving into this cancel culture crew who have accused the Grammy nominee of being pro-lynching and racist. Here's Nugent's comments on that.
The idiots hate this Jason Aldean song because they hate when we push back against violence. They always get it 180 degrees wrong. The song is against violence. The song is about self-defense. The song is about protecting your loved ones in your neighborhood. If you find fault with a song that celebrates protecting your loved ones in your neighborhood, you might be going down to Target to the Satan display and getting on your knees. These are just weird people. We dismiss them out of hand because they've got no soul. I laugh in their face.
Nugent made that comment on Fox News recently, but he's right. Ted Nugent, from growing up in the 70s and 80s, Ted Nugent can be a little extreme at times, but hey, he's got that right. There is absolutely nothing promoting violence. Like he says, it's promoting nonviolence. It's saying, here is what's happening. This has got to stop. And I agree. I remember in 2020, and I think even a little bit in 2021, watching the TV and all the riots going on and people throwing Molotov cocktails at police lines and storefronts being destroyed and looters walking away with nothing being done. That's a third world mentality among those people. We live in the United States. In this country, we're guaranteed the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We're guaranteed protection by the law. Too many people in government, in law, I think have lost the idea that people are innocent until proven guilty. I think now this cancel culture has come up with the idea that people are guilty until they can prove themselves innocent. And that is not the country that my ancestors and my relatives fought for and died for. That is not the country. That is not the ideals that thousands and thousands and thousands of young men and women through the years have fought and died for. That is not the idea of the founding fathers of the United States of America. That is what they fought against. Of course, musician Sheryl Crow had to respond to Aldean's song. And I'll admit, I like Sheryl Crow's music, but her ideals have swung to the left here, along with many, many others in the entertainment industry. Crow said, "There's nothing small town or American about promoting violence." Again, here we go, promoting violence. It does not do that. That is not the point of this video. She said, "You should know better than anyone else, having survived a mass shooting." Aldean was performing at the mass shooting that occurred several years ago. She said, "This is not American or small town like. It's just lame." That's what Sheryl Crow says. Well, sorry, Sheryl, I disagree with you. And I disagree with everyone who says that it's promoting violence. Where have we gotten to in this world? I mean, we're to the point now where you can't say crap without someone being offended by it. Let's go ahead and take another break. We'll come back. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 97.3 WHCO. Welcome back. Got a little bit of time left here in the program today. Again, talking about Jason Aldean's new song. Actually, it came out in May, but the video was just released in July. Called "Try That in a Small Town," and all the controversy that's being brought against it. A lot of support out there, too, though, from people like country music legend Travis Tritt. Tritt weighed in on the controversy with a Twitter post here recently, encouraging Aldean to continue to say what he wants and be who he wants to be. Tritt said, "For the record, he loves the new Jason Aldean single, Try That in a Small Town." He wrote on Twitter, "The song isn't promoting violence, as some have suggested." He said, "It's simply expressing a point of view that many American people share, which is against the obvious violence that we've seen from the likes of so many activist groups in this country in recent years, and the belief shared by millions that this behavior would not be tolerated by many people in many places across this country." I got on YouTube the other day and started looking this up just to see what I could find on comments relating to Jason Aldean. A lot of people these days are posting videos on YouTube where they comment on songs that are out there. I found a plethora of sites, YouTube channels, commenting on this Jason Aldean song. Now here's one, and forgive me because it doesn't give a whole lot of information on the person, but the name is Kwame Adams, and Kwame had some really good points in his reaction video and said basically he didn't have a problem with this video.
Let me give y'all my first initial reaction. There was nothing in that video or the song that was racist.
Kwame went on to say in his comment or his reaction video, referring to the comments by people that the video is racist, that the song is racist.
If you want to say that those are dog whistles to racism, we need to really break down what you're saying, because you are saying that those things that he is saying that are not acceptable, that they won't accept, you are saying that those are associated with people of color. If you say that this is racist, then you're saying that he's talking against people of color, which means that you are associating those terrible things with people of color, which makes you the racist.
You know, in those YouTube videos, people post comments when they watch it down underneath the videos. And I read through some of the comments. A couple of them caught my eye right off. Someone named Scott Clemens, 9245. He said, "It's his overwhelming experience among white people," and he says he's old and white, "that no one wants to hear ugly, racist anything. We just want to get along more than anything. We don't want any limits in our life. Friends are hard to find." Another one, that's at michelle.crn, said, "I was born and raised and still live in a small town. Jason Aldean is speaking to anyone, regardless of skin color, who might think they want to bring violence, destruction, chaos, and disrespect to our small town communities. My small town is integrated, as most are around here, and we will stand hand in hand, white, black, yellow, and red, and we will take care of our own, as well as a stranger that needs a helping hand. Now, you might want to act a fool in the bigger cities, but it'll not be tolerated around here, and we will never relinquish our Second Amendment rights. The people calling this racist sure have some mighty racist beliefs of their own to imply and infer that Jason has to be referencing black people, because They believe only black people commit crimes. How much more racist can that get? I agree. Not one word about race in that song. And in fact, the only people you can identify in that song are white. No one's denying that, sadly, racism exists. But to condemn this song, to call this song racist, to call Jason Aldean racist, there's nothing racist about it. I have friends from all races, and I don't put them in categories. I don't think of them as black, white, yellow, red. I don't categorize them based on their color. I think of them as fellow human beings placed here on this earth by the grace of God. And as long as they treat me like a human being, I'll treat them like a human being, regardless of their race. Here's another comment I picked up off of YouTube, and he's only referred to by Van Senior, the LFR family. That's the YouTube channel. But he's kind of got the same idea as well.
I don't see any problem with it. He's just pointing out certain things that have been done throughout our country that are blatantly disrespectful. The people who have been doing that have an issue with it because it's a country singer talking about it. And a country singer, someone who puts country first, is that right there. Just saying that makes someone nauseous who's actually committing these heinous crimes and doing this dumb stuff that he's talking about in this song right here. So,
yeah, Van, agree. Dumb stuff. I mean, you remember watching the newscast back in 2020, all the riots going on out in Washington and places on the West Coast and some on the East Coast. But I know a lot of younger people complain about the boomers, the baby boomers. I was in the last few years of the baby boom generation. It ended in 64 and I was born in 62. But the one thing I can say is, we were raised with a work ethic. We were raised to believe that to be anything in life, to go anywhere in life, you had to put in the effort. It wasn't going to be handed down to you. And I'm not going to criticize social services because there are people out there who need the services. And some people get in a bind for short term and need it. But there are so many things in this country that are going the wrong direction. And somehow, if we hope to survive in a free society, we're going to need to put the brakes on and turn that steering wheel and get this country headed back in the right direction. Let's close out this People Speak program by replaying Jason Aldean's song. Try that in a small town. Listen closely to the lyrics. See if you can find out where they're coming up with the racism claims and the lynching claims and the sundown town claims, because everybody we've heard from today, including myself, doesn't hear it.
Down the road, around here we take
Texas farmers are dropping their own crops for the day. A friend is in need, and they've come to help.
It's what this community and a lot of our community stand for. If somebody needs some help, you'll get it.